Blog Talk Radio.
Make your plans for Friday, February 22nd, because Atlantic City's own Angela Burton and Passion are getting ready to do their thing to celebrate Black History Month. Angela Burton and Passion, along with Creative Media LLC, will announce the Black History Month honorees at 7 p.m. on Friday, February 22nd at Kelsey's. Honorees include Touch of Class, Ladies of Sky, First Choice, OP Productions, and Evan Wills, in addition to Bill Ingram of Platinum Productions, Bobby Eli, David Beasley's Ebony's, Force MD's, and Ralph Hunter. Additional honorees include Chef Willie Lewis, George Nelson, Steve Young, Boss Man, Kevin Crump, Ken Murph, Energy Twist, Richard Brown III, Raymond Bethea Jr., and Patty Harris. Plus special guests, Double Exposure. Don't miss this free event on Friday, February 22nd at Kelsey's on Pacific Avenue in Atlantic City. The Black History Month Awards event is free. There's just a $15 minimum for food or drinks. Reserve your table at kelseysac.com.
Are you ready? Get ready. It's time for a big exclusive with Valerie Denise Jones. Welcome to the show.
All right, guys. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Happy Tuesday to you. I hope you are having a beautiful day. It's beautiful, beautiful here in Charlotte, North Carolina. I've had a wonderful day, jam-packed with lots of action, as it should be, because I am one of the hardest working women behind the computer. Yes, yes, I am. Valerie Denise Jones, 929-477-1167, 929-477-1167. That is the number that should be locked in your phone. We have got a great show for you today, and definitely it's happening during the right month at the right time. Happy Black History Month to you guys. Happy, happy, happy. Everything is happy over here today. I'm in a great mood. So I apologize, you know, for being so upbeat. Yeah, but yeah, I think I'm in good company. Definitely that. Because we got some beautiful ladies in the building, and I can't wait for you to find out about what's happening. So I want to give you just a little teaser as it relates to who we will be introducing today, because this person is phenomenal and has a very, very phenomenal resume. We're not going to go too far down the rabbit hole because she does want the focus to be on the event, but I just want to tell you just the company I am in. I want to remind you just how blessed and highly favored I am. Thank you so much to Rhonda Supreme for making this happen. I appreciate you, sis, so much for all that you do and all that you represent. So as it relates to Miss Burton, Miss Angela Burton, her life began very, very, very early and had a very, very strong backing. All her ethics, her love, and her faith is of God, and I definitely appreciate that. And her very first project, or one of the first that was mentioned in the resume, is called Passion and Pain. And we're going to do a follow-up interview, and we're going to talk more about that. But as it relates to who this person is, and again, the fact that she's a legend and she has done so much for and in this entertainment industry, just let me just tell you about a couple of the people that she has affiliated with or performed with, opened, sang with. We had Christopher Williams here on the show not too long ago, but also included in her resume is the late Teddy Pendergrass, Phyllis Hyman, Blue Magic, The Stylistics, The Heat Wave Band, Ray Goodman and Brown, The Marvelettes, Piece of a Dream, Stanley, Buster Williams, Mandrill Band, The Commodores, Eric Nolan of the OJs, and it just keeps going on and on and on. But the biggest thing, because you guys know that I'm all about being recognized, the one thing that I definitely want to say that I found to be the most beautiful thing that was presented in a resume is that she received a key to the city, Atlantic City, and a few years ago, I think it was about 2017. So like I said, I am in good company today. So without further ado, what I would like to do is first remind you that if for whatever reason, you know, you press the one and you'd like to chime in because the conversation is so great, or you're an invited guest, please, 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 I can't stress this enough, please make sure that your background noise is at a minimum. We do share this episode on a plethora of platforms, and it will be rejected if our audio quality is not up to par. That's the first thing. The other thing is, you know that when you are around me, you should have three items, non-alcoholic libations, pen and paper. I definitely want you to take notes because we got a lot of dates and addresses to give you because we want you to go and join them, have a great time, meet some great people. The other thing is, big ups to the international listeners who are already in the building and those who are in the chat room. We love you guys to life. Because of you, we are in about 9 to 11 different countries. Last I checked, I do know I counted 9, but I think we're up to 11 at this point. So thank you to all our international listeners. So the board is lit. So what I'm going to do is, at this time, I am going to open up the mic of, I know Miss Sandra and Miss Burton are on the line. I think they're sharing a line. So welcome, welcome to the two of you. I appreciate you guys so much. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yes. Hello, hello. So, yeah, I know that there is absolutely no way for me to give you the proper praise. So I would like for the two of you to introduce yourself as much as you would like us to know. And then, yeah, we will proceed with the interview. And I'm also going to open up Rhonda's mic because I need a little help, a little Philly love in the building to make this thing as perfect as I possibly can. So we'll start with you, Ms. Burton, if you don't mind.
Yes, hi. My name is Angela Burton, and I am in Atlantic City, New Jersey, where the affair is going to be, at Kelsey's. We're going to start off there.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a CD out. The name of the CD is Passion and Pain, and there's 8 songs on the CD. And, well, I'll give you the rest of that history when I get a chance to come back on your show.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. And your sister, your lovely, wonderful sister, how are you today?
Hi. Thank you so much for having us this evening.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I'm calling in from Virginia, and I'm able to help my sister Angela with quite a few of the chores that's needed to take in order to get her moving and continuing along this path. So I primarily may do some background for her once in a while, and I will also do some of her technical data work in the background. So we appreciate what you're doing, and we're glad that you received all of the promos to help us promote this event.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, because of Rhonda. I got it.
Rhonda.
Yes.
I've got a few.
Rhonda's the best.
She was.
Yes.
Yeah, worth the wait and go.
Yes.
She's fantastic. You know, ever since she came into my life, and when I have to, you know, whenever we get together on the phone, whenever she pops up at the show, I mean, she's just so full of life. And what I love about her is that she loves me and cares for me and what I'm doing.
Amen.
That means a lot.
Absolutely.
Yes, ain't nothing like having an extra pair of eyes and hands. Yeah, the person, since we've already talked about her, hey, 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 welcome, welcome.
Hello. Valerie, I love your sound effects. Yes. Hi, everyone. I'm so excited about the event. Hi, Angela.
How are you today?
You know I love you.
I love you too. She's my family. Yes, indeed. Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, I'm excited about the show in Atlantic City on February 22nd, I hope everyone who's available can make it out. You don't want to miss it. You do not.
Yeah. So tell us the name. Let's start there, the name of the event, because I know Rhonda sent a couple flyers out. So I know that it's plastered all over social media. But let's start first with the name of the event, and then let's talk a little bit about Kelsey's so that we know how that plays into it. I want to make sure that each and every party that's involved, we show them some love today during the show. So we'll start there and then go. I want to talk about the after party. I'm all about a big party.
Okay. I'm going to start it off, and then I'm going to pass it off to my sister. It's going to be at Kelsey's. That's 1545 Atlantic and, Kentucky and Pacific Avenue. That's 1545 Pacific and Kentucky Avenue in Atlantic City, New Jersey. It is free to get in, but there is a $15 minimum for food or drinks. You must make reservations to get in at kelseysac.com. There will be a live band, which will be my band performing Angela Burton and Passion. That's the name of that I call myself, Angela Burton and Passion. My group will be performing, playing the music, and my background singers will be doing what background they're supposed to do.
All right.
So the food at Kelsey's, I can't explain it. I already know what I want to order. Every show that I go there, I'm like, what do you want? And the cornbread. The food is just outstanding.
All right.
And now I'm going to let my sister tell you who the honorees are. It's a Black History Month affair. This is the third year we're doing it, and I'm so grateful to God that he put this in my heart. Pamela Renee, I was given my show, as I, you know, and she said, Angela, I said, I'm having a Black History. She said, can I bring some people and be on the show from Philly? And I said, yes. So that's how she hooked up with me. And I met a lot of people from Philly. My sister, she's down with anything that I'm doing. I love her. You know, she's my sidekick.
Biggest fan.
Yes, indeedy. So she's going to tell you right now who all the honorees are.
Yes. We're going to honor Patty Harris. And this lady has done so much throughout the theatrical arena. And she also happened to be the founder of Atlantic City. She's been on Broadway and all across in Hollywood and doing several different things. And she did bring back her talent and skills to the community. So we'll be honoring Miss Patty Harris. Then we have Mr. Ralph Hunter. He's the founder of the Atlantic City African American Museum. And we want to make sure that we appreciate the hard work and dedication that he's doing. We also have Mr. George Nelson. He's a former chief police department captain and former boxing champion of Atlantic City. We want to make sure that we also appreciate the work that he's provided in the community. Then, of course, you know John the Bossman Hall, Mr. Entertainer and performer himself from Philadelphia. He will also be getting an award. And then for the youth of our community, we will be honoring Raymond Bethea Jr., who's a young man that received 9 Division I offers for basketball scholarship. And he chose to go with the only one from the HBCU, Howard University. So we're excited that he will be getting honored. Then we also have Mr. Bobby Eli. As you know, he was involved in a lot of the sound coming out of Philadelphia, the studio band of MFSBA. He's a multi-instrumentalist, producer, songwriter, arranger, and engineer. And his list goes on and on. He touched all the points in the R&B music. Then we have Mr. Willie Lewis, Chef Willie Lewis, that works, and he's a consultant at Kelsey's. Matter of fact, he's an executive chef. He's been in the ACF, the American Chef Hall of Fame. We want to make sure that he's included in this celebration. We have Mr. Stephen Young. He's well known for his programs in the Kentucky Avenue Festival, the Renaissance Festival that captures the feel and the history of the entire Kentucky Avenue, where the famous clubs of its time were Wonder Gardens and Club Harlem, where all the headliners would come through to perform in Atlantic City. Next, we have Richard Brown III. He's the president of the World Physique in the USA. So he's out of Philadelphia, and we want to recognize him. Then we have the celebrity artists that we're so excited about and their enthusiasm about being at the support, I mean, being at this event and helping us support it is just monumental. We can't thank them enough because everyone loves what we're doing and is chipping in to help make it a success. So the first set we have, 4th MDs. And we also have Kevin Crump, their executive producer. Then we have First Choice. We have Ladies of Sky, Touch of Class, David Beasley's Ebony's. And in addition to all of our celebrity entertainers, we have TV radio host producers. Mr. Bill Ingram, Platinum Productions. He's one of the promoters that's responsible for headlining all of the major acts that come into Atlantic City. Then we have Energy Twist. Energy, they're out of New York, and they're known as the CNN R&B, capturing the moment of the music industry in network and TV movies. We're excited about that. We have OP Productions. He's a promoter also. He works alongside Mr. Ingram from time to time. Evan Wills, he's a multifaceted singer performer. He's been with all of the R&B singers from time to time. Then we have Mr. Ken Murph out of New York. He's an executive producer, radio show host. And that about wraps it up. And then we have some surprise guests. And we can't reveal that right now, but stay tuned. When you have us back, we'll let you know who they were.
All right.
Yes.
Definitely.
We always surprise someone.
You mentioned this is the third year. What is different from previous years? Like, is it bigger, the location? How are you, what differentiates it?
It's getting larger. It's gotten larger.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, God is just so...
It's growing. Mm-hmm.
See, I'm so grateful to God that I already, he gave me a following.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm grateful to, I give all credit.
Mm-hmm.
And so with us, my sister and then Pam coming from Philly, being a part, it's growing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always like to mention things like that, yeah, so that people can see that you're not stagnating. And that I think a lot of people, especially people who are like, they worship social media, they worship, you know, a certain form of celebrity. I always make sure to note that people understand that, number one, there are a lot of beautiful melanated people who are out here doing things, and we're doing things, we're growing, you know, we're making profound statements in the industry, we're doing a lot for the community. So I definitely wanted to ask that question so that a listening audience can see that you're only getting bigger and better every single year, every single time, with every single event that you put on. So I just wanted to highlight that. Rhonda, are there anything I want to kind of touch from the perspective of, the area, Philadelphia? Any questions that we want to ask that maybe local people would know and would definitely, add to what it is that we're offering today via this promotion?
Yes, absolutely. A lot of the people that you mentioned, I mean, those are people who Philadelphia area, Delaware Valley, New Jersey and Delaware, Philadelphia, would know, definitely know from their rich history of performing. So this is something that will be familiar, will be just a great show for everybody who comes to attend. Now, if anybody needs to know how to get there, I mean, we're all of every major thoroughfare, so you're talking about 295 to the Expressway, Atlantic City Expressway, the Garden State Parkway. I would say even Route 73. There's a lot of ways to get there. You can take bus, you know, you can get there by car, but you need to get there. That's the most important thing. You do need to get there because this is, it's historic. It's for Black History Month, and it's so important to, you know, honor our legends. It really is, and we have to continue to do that.
Yeah,
yes,
I just want to address a few things that's on the flyer because I see that it says that it's free to enter. And these are just me. These are things me as an event planner. I always like to note before going out. So I know in places, especially places I frequent, parking. Do people have to pay to park? Is there free parking? Do they have to get parking passes? Is there VIP, valet, anything like that that we want to highlight during today's interview?
Okay, at Kelsey's, you do have to pay for parking.
Okay.
You do, and but there's a spot right across Kelsey's that you don't have to. So if you
okay.
can get there before other people, it's you know, it's free. But in the front of Kelsey's, there's meters. And across the other side, there's a small fee, and your car is protected. And when we go to 201 South New York Avenue to Berets, it's free parking and free to get in for the after party.
Okay. All right. So do people need their ID? What's the age demographic? Like how young 20, or? Okay.
21 on up.
21.
You know, up for drinking.
Okay.
For drinking. And Kelsey's is a supper club. So if you wanted to bring someone, which it's sold out, but if you wanted to bring someone that was younger, yes, you could. Because it's a dinner atmosphere. You could at both places. But for an after party, I don't see us bringing anyone in at 11 to 2 in the morning that's underage.
Right. right. Definitely. And just, again, some more preliminary. So, all right, so we got food, and you mentioned they have great cornbread there. You're going to be honoring
great
a bunch of folks. Will there be like a meet and greet? Is there, like I said, a VIP area? How
the VIP
walk
and the meet and greet will be. VIP and the meet and greet would be at the after party, where all the celebrities, Boss Man, Lady Sky, Touch Your Class, everyone can bring their CDs. They can bring their T-shirts, whatever they have to, you know, to get rid of at the after party. As soon as you walk in the door at Berets, at 11 o'clock, happy hour starts from 11 to 1 for drinks. There is a big dance floor. And our DJ is from, his name is Raymond Tyler. Our DJ is from 96.1 FM radio station, which it's comes on in the morning, starts with Tom Joyner Show.
Okay. All right. And CDs will be available. You mentioned merchandise. I'm real big on that. Artists, you know, selling their merchandise and stuff. So you'll have, like, T-shirts, CDs, and all that stuff available for purchase?
For purchase at the after party.
At the after
at
party, yes, ma'am. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Now,
at
Kelsey's, I will have some of mine.
Uh-huh.
Some of mine. You know, I'm not taking many because I'm trying to hurry up and get to the after party. But it's, I'm really being honest.
Yeah. And we do want to encourage people, when you attend, turn this into a live stream event. We want to encourage everybody to pull out their phones. Did you guys create a hashtag or anything like that? Where can people go for information? Do you have a special page dedicated, you know, to the event so that people can tag you, you know, like I said, live stream, whatever it is that they're going to do? Because I know Rhonda live streams a lot. So that's always a big up.
Okay.
So
I'm gonna have to get
any hashtags
with
or anything.
I'm gonna have to get with Rhonda to learn how to do the live stream.
Oh,
I'm a Facebook queen. I'm a Facebook queen. It's on Facebook over 1,000, you know, hits, likes coming to the event. It's also on Instagram. I also have it on Twitter. So it is on social media. And it will be in the AC Weekly, which everyone on Facebook will get the chance to see. It will be in the AC Weekly tomorrow. And we have the two commercials that will be hitting each day about Kelsey's and about parades. And also it will be in the Atlantic City Weekly. And I'll let you know, but it looks like the press might be writing an article too. I'm just waiting for them to get back with me.
Okay. All right, Rhonda, before I do our recap, because I think we're going to take a quick break. We're right at the mid-hour. So I want to see, guys, if you would like to chime in, please at this time go on and press the number one. I don't know if you have any invited guests, other people who are scheduled to participate in the event, if I should be looking for certain numbers on the board. You can go on and shout them out at this time and ask them to press the number one so that we can, after we come from the break, we can open up their mic and get their input as well. So, Rhonda, do you have anything else that you'd like to add or to ask the sisters before I do a recap of what I see on the flyer?
Oh, no, everything's fine. Thus far, we communicated what we needed to, but, yes, we would like to get some participation from the listeners. I know that Boss Man is calling in, so he should be on the line. And so we'll have a talk and a conversation with him and anyone else who has called in. But absolutely, let's get to talk with the public, the people who matter, and are going to make this event a success.
Right.
And Pamela, Renee Smith, she has something personal that she has to do this evening, so she won't be able to call in.
All right, we want to give a big shout-out and some cyber love to her. Definitely. Again, guys, if you just tuned in, we are talking about the Black History Month event. It's scheduled to happen on Friday, February the 22nd. Doors open at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. There's no entry fee, but there's a $15 table service minimum, so make sure that you address that. The first event scheduled to happen at Kelsey's, 1545 Pacific Avenue, and then the after party is at Berets. We're going to get into Berets here in just a second, 201 South New York Avenue. Again, that's where the after party will be held. Got a lot of recording artists, industry professionals, community organizations, academic scholars, culinary, people from the culinary arts, and many, many more. They also have some surprise guests scheduled, so you definitely want to make sure that you put this on your calendar. We are live at this time with Miss Angela Burton and her sister Sandra. Do you say Sandra or Sandra? Because sometimes I can get
Sandra's
a little
correct.
Country.
Yes,
okay.
You got it.
Sandra's correct. All right. Yes. All right. I just want to make sure I say it right because I am a master at butchering people's names. So if I do that. So, yeah, let's go on and play this commercial again. It's another version of the commercial that we played earlier because we want to remind people of this beautiful event And thank you again so much for doing this during Black History Month. Ah, it's an honor to be melanated. I am unapologetically Black. I will see you guys on the other side.
And I'd like to make
it's going down Friday, February 22nd. The after party following the Black History Month Awards will take place at the Beret Restaurant on 201 South New York Avenue in Atlantic City. And girls, Ray Tyler is DJ for the night. Now remember, Angela Burton and Passion, along with Creative Media LLC, will announce the Black History Month honorees at Kelsey's at 7 p.m. Honorees include Touch of Class, Ladies of Sky, First Choice, OP Productions, and Evan Wills. In addition to Bill Ingram of Platinum Productions, Bobby Eli, David Beasley's Ebony's, Horse MD's, and Ralph Hunter. Additional honorees include Chef Willie Lewis, George Nelson, Steve Young, Boss Man, Kevin Crump, Ken Murph, Energy Twist, Richard Brown III, Raymond Bethea Jr., and Patty Harris. The Black History Month Awards event is free. Don't forget about the after party and happy hour immediately following at Beret Restaurant on 201 South New York Avenue in Atlantic City, right around the corner from Kelsey's with free parking.
All right, guys, we're back. You're tuned in. It's a big exclusive. Valerie Denise Jones, 929-477-1167. I'm on the line with Rhonda Supreme, and also we've got the sisters. I won't even say Twin Towers. That wouldn't be in good taste. I apologize. It's just so beautiful. I can't even say the twins, but beautiful, beautiful melanated sisters, queens on the line. Miss Burton and her sister Sandra are here with me, and we're talking about Black History Month, an event called Black History Month, an event that honors a whole bunch of wonderful, beautiful people, and they will do that on February 22nd. February the 22nd, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, Ms. Burton, I think I heard you in the background before I proceeded to play the commercial, so I'll go on and let you finish your thought before I open up the lines. We got a few callers who would like to engage you. So what were you saying, ma'am? I'm sorry.
I would love for you to know that the music that you're hearing on the commercials is my songs. The music that you hear, some of them you may hear my voice singing, some you're just hearing the music. But on both commercials, those are numbers that are on my CD.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yes, and I am going to try and download that other song. Sandra, did I say Sandra? I told
you.
You
did.
I'm horrible.
Okay.
Horrible.
No,
I'm getting better. Y'all just pray for me. Please pray for me, because I swear there isn't a moment, a month that goes by that I don't butcher people's name. I, myself, have to wear a name tag and look down at my own name in order to get it right.
Aww.
So imagine what I do to other people's names. I don't know why. I'm dyslexic as it relates to that. It's hard. It's really, really hard.
Thank you
for names like Rhonda Supreme, like one or two syllables, I can get that right.
Oh, I know that's right.
I can get that right. All right, so Rhonda, you're back. I saw that we lost you for a quick second there. I know you multitask like crazy. I multitask, but
yes,
I can't touch your schedule. Yes, so you're back. Thank you so much for calling back. Yeah, I know people keep you busy. You got to
slew
of people that you represent. So.
I sure do, and I just added two more. It's something, but this is what we do. So,
yes,
I'm fine
right.
with that.
Right. All right. So if you guys want to, at this time, open up the line, we do have a 267-591. Would you like to go on and bring that person in at
that
time?
Actually, the boss man, yes.
The boss man, uh-oh, in the building,
yes.
Look at that. Hello, 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 sir, how are you?
I'm good. How are y'all doing this evening?
Hey, 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 happy Tuesday.
Hey, same to you.
Yes.
I just want to say that I'm very honored to have an old friend like Miss Angela Burton, who I've been knowing for many, many years. I ain't going to tell you how many years I've been knowing her. But I can tell you this, that she's every bit as a stage performer as myself, you know, as getting up there doing her thing and honoring people you know, for the years that they have put into this entertainment business. So I want to thank Ms. Angela Burton for actually having me as one of her honorees. I love you. I've been loving you for many, many years.
Love you too.
From the time we used to be at Club Harlem together. You know, I remember the time they would say, ladies and gentlemen, the queen of Atlantic City, Miss Angela Burton. I still remember that. You know what I mean? I'll tell you, I had so much fun working with her at Club Harlem, you know, and especially some of the celebrities that are coming there. I have done many shows with them, and I'm glad to see that, yes, I'm very glad to see that all the honorees are going to participate and come through for this Black History Month event. You know, and I'm looking forward to it.
So, Boston, share with us a little of your resume, just a tad bit, so that the listeners know who you are.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to go right to the focus of the show.
Right. Well, myself, I come from the dancing group, the Flamingo Dancers in Philadelphia. And from there, with the Flamingo Dancers, I had an opportunity to make a record for Mr. Michael Jackson. It's still on YouTube today. It's called Let's Do the Michael Jackson by the Broadway Thrillers. This was done by the Flamingo Dancers. From there, I went on and joined the recording group Philly Cream. And that's when I started doing Atlantic City Casinos and Club Harlem, where I met Miss Angela Burton. Well, I met Miss Angela Burton really when I was with the Flamingo Dancers. You know, but as I grew older and, you know, got an opportunity to Mr. Sam Wilson and Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff and Mr. Bobby Eli, you know, to do an album for Michael Jackson, which is a great pleasure in my life. And also doing tours, you know, far as with James Brown and the Dells and Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, as well as being one of the winners of Showtime at the Apollo. Also, I have done America's Got Talent. And I have a new CD out right now, just like my good friend, Ms. Angela Burton.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing with us. Yeah.
Yes.
So I wanted to definitely thank you, Boss Man, for that. I wanted to, at this time, we talked about Kelsey's. Do you guys want to talk now about, we got some background noise. I'm sorry. I want to make sure if you have background noise and you know you've got it, just mute yourself so I don't have to mute you because we want to make sure that we can hear the other guests and also that we're allowed to share this episode on other platforms. So just mute your phone on your end so that we won't get the feedback. I'll give you guys a second.
Boss man?
To do that.
Yes.
Boss man?
Yes.
You can mute your mic because we're getting your background noise. And then when you're ready to talk, just unmute yourself.
Okay.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much for that. All right, so
now,
I do.
Boss Man will be performing a number at the show, too.
Okay, all right. Okay. I do have Passion loaded on the board, and I'm trying to, at this time, load two more songs. But I want you to introduce that at the end. And as I mentioned before, when we play music throughout the show, one thing that I've learned that places like YouTube and the other couple other platforms that I share it on, they will flag it, put a copyright, you know, on it because of a copyright infringement. It won't allow me to play the episode, so I have to be very careful to play that at the very, very end. So it's possible we only have time for just the one song anyway, but we want to make sure that we do pay tribute, you know, to your album and also give people a little teaser what to expect as it relates to the event itself. So do you want to talk about the after party at this time?
Sure.
Okay, you're welcome to start. Tell us a little bit about... Yes, ma'am?
As you said, it's at 201 South New York Avenue. As soon as you walk in the door at 11 o'clock, the happy hour starts. The happy hour will start from 11 to 1. It will go on to 2. Free to get in, free parking. We have a DJ from WTTH The Touch.
96.1 FM radio station. It starts with Time Joyner Show in the morning. Start at 6 o'clock in the morning. The both commercials, two different commercials, shall be on the radio 10 times
mm-hmm.
a day. And berets, if you do get hungry, you can eat there. And that's where all the celebrities and everyone that has any CDs, T-shirts, anything they want to get rid of will be there. You can do it there.
All right.
Big dance floor.
Gotcha.
And they sell alligator food there. And
like gator tail, that kind of stuff, like alligator bites. I know gator bites and all that is real big in Florida.
Yeah, I've never had it, but a lot of people say they love it. I did have a grilled chicken sandwich then. It was awesome.
Right. mm-hmm. Yeah. I graduated from the University of Florida, and a lot of people say, oh, you're from Florida. Do you eat gator bites? That's just, I don't know, weird question, but they always ask. And I'm like, no, I've never tried gator, but I do hear that it's delicious. So people eat, like, gator tail and yeah, just different delicious dishes. Yeah, it's a
mm-hmm.
shame. Yeah, but I guess it all tastes like chicken at the end of the day, huh?
I don't know. I haven't tried it yet.
Yes. So, Boss Man, are you going to be giving out, like, dance lessons at the after party? You going to teach people how to do a few of the latest trends? Boss Man, are you with us? I know you have. You put yourself on mute, so if you can hear us, just take yourself off mute. Boss Man, going
yes.
once.
What did you say?
There you go. Yeah, we were talking about the after party, right?
Yes.
And I asked if you were going to give people dance lessons during the
no,
after party.
No, I'm not giving them the dance lessons. I'm performing at Chelsea's for Miss Angela Burton and her staff. I look
uh-huh.
forward to always performing, you know, with them. You know, sometimes I'll be out of town, but, you know, I'm home now in Philadelphia. We have a big show coming up here, so I have to do Miss Burton's thing, and I'll be here. I mean, I'll be here, but I'm just relaxing, really. I'm really relaxing, and I'm just looking forward to getting to Atlantic City. Me, Rhonda Supreme, you know, Adrian Young, you know, our staff, we're just looking forward to coming down and just having a great time.
Even the city, right?
But to give out lessons, I don't know. I'm going to leave that up to Angela.
No, I said, are you going to bring your CDs to sell, right?
Oh, yes, I'm bringing my CDs down. Yes, I'm going to grab a stack of my CDs, and I'm going to bring them with me. You know what I mean? And we're going to have them at the after party. And when anyone
mm-hmm.
wants to, you know, come up and they see me or they see Rhonda, you know, or they see anyone part of our staff, you know, just, you know, ask for the CD. And we're going to sell CDs at the after party. You know, I'm going to give mine up for no more than like $7. I wasn't going to ask for 10, but I'm trying to make sure that everybody's comfortable, feel comfortable. I want them to hear the new music. It's new, brand new music. It's love music. We got to get back to what me and Miss Angela Burton is doing. We're putting out the music that the people used to listening to. And that's what we got to get back
here.
To doing.
That's why we're all here, because
right.
it was great music back in the day.
That's right.
Right.
Now,
not only is your music available on CD, it's also available on a plethora of platforms, correct? Because I think I saw somewhere
it's
where it's like
social
on.
Media. All social
right.
media. You know, Apple Music, iTunes. It's on all social media. All they got to do is punch
mm-hmm.
in Firestorm, Get On Up, or they can put in Firestorm Band and The Boss Man. My song is number 10 on the album. It's called I Am The Boss Man. You know, I will be performing that, you know, very shortly in Atlantic City. I just did the World's Cafe here with Breakwater. You know, Mr. Steve Green and Breakwater, I just did a show here with them. And I'm just looking forward right now to getting down there, enjoying myself with Miss Angela Burton, and just hear her sing that new song she got out, Passion. You know, I just love it. So that song has a nice tune. So I just love that song. It's just when I hear it, it's something
yeah,
totally
about
different
to play
from anything
it.
Else. It's something totally different.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
I just love the way she does it. You know, and to see her live, oh man, she hasn't lost it. She hasn't lost not one step. I can close my eyes and see her walking out on Club Harlem stage.
Right. Yeah, speaking of live performances, will a videographer be on site to record the entire event so that, you know, people can purchase maybe DVDs and so forth? Do you have anyone scheduled to record?
There should be someone there. I don't have anyone, but I do have a lot of people coming in to take pictures. But if you need someone that comes up and pops up for me and do videos. If not, I do know that there will be people going live.
I'm going to mute Bartman just a second because he's getting some feedback. I'll come back to him. Okay, there you go. I just want to make sure we can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Bartman? Sandra?
I just muted you for
here.
A second. I'll open it in just a second. Okay. All right, so you said that, you'll have – well, yeah, you know, I think to compensate for that, if everybody pulls out their phone and they record, then, the memory will – you'll definitely be able to immortalize it because that moments like that, times like that, events such as this one, that we definitely want to make sure we can watch over, you know, and enjoy years and years and years later. Especially with your lineup, definitely that. So the other thing is I wanted to make sure, again, that we go back to your contact information. You mentioned you have a Facebook page. Could you give us the name of your Facebook page so we can go there and get some information regarding the flyers because you'll probably have more updates closer to the event.
Okay. My Facebook page is Angela Burton. And you'll find there's three pictures of me up. You want the Angela Burton that's sitting in the chair. The other two I do not.
Okay.
Okay, you want the Angela Burton sitting in the chair. I'm also on Instagram as Angela Burton. So you've seen the face. I have longer hair on that one on Instagram. I also have a Angela Burton and Patchen page. You'll see me in long hair and a different outfit. And on Twitter, Twitter is Angela Burton with long hair. On Facebook, it's short hair.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that's the one.
All right. And at this time, because I do, we're down to our last 10 minutes of the show, but I wanted to acknowledge, like anybody else working behind the scenes, did you want to pay tribute not only to the honorees, but like to the club owners, any promoters, or anybody else that we might have missed, anybody who might, you know, we want to address and show some love?
I'd like to say Black History Month to everyone in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Around the world. I want to thank you and Rhonda both for having my sister and I. And I want my sister to have something to say now before we leave.
Okay.
Well, thank you. I just would like to add that it is for us, the living, to continue to dedicate every possible moment to honor those that paved our paths. And that's what's been our driven force to keep this event going in the forefront. And we truly appreciate the support and enthusiasm from all who understand the importance of this event, and a huge thanks to all the honorees who have graciously accepted. We want to send them love.
And I'd like to let you know that Lady Sky has a new CD out too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they do.
Yes, 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 yes. Yeah. I think that I'm scheduled to interview them on the 23rd, so they should have some nice updates to give me, because your event's on the 22nd.
Oh,
yeah, so we can touch bases and yeah, definitely run the commercial again and promote it for the 4th anniversary, because, again, it's going to be even bigger the following year.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Wow.
Yes, so I'll definitely continue to show you love there. So, Ms. Burton, at this time, what I'd like for you to do is introduce Cashin. I think it's loaded on the board. Just want to make sure that we give ample time to play that. So I mentioned earlier, I think, when I introduced you, that this was sort of a love project. Definitely riddled with love, faith, and passion, and strong ethics. And admiration for God. So I appreciate you paying tribute to our Lord and Savior. But, yeah, if you don't mind introducing your song, Passion, we'll go on and play that. When we come back, we'll get some contact information.
Okay. It's the name of the song is Passion and Pain.
Mm-hmm.
Angela Burton, if you'd like to get it. But the song's name on the CD is called Passion and Pain. And it tells a story. Everyone seems to love that story. But when I sing the song, I just want to say this part. When I'm talking about my neighbor, I'm talking about myself.
Hmm.
I just don't say it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And I just hope everybody love it, like the ones that's been hearing it love it. And it's original.
All right. And
it is original.
Original. Okay.
You know, I do have some remakes on my CD, but this is original.
All right, guys. Passion and Pain. We'll see you on the other side.
Just giving it away. Passion for pain. We're always interested in what you have to say about our live broadcasts. Please share your comments on our Facebook page or websites.
All right, guys, we're back. Big exclusive. Wow, wow, wow. The page should be full of information. Again, we are in the building with Ms. Angela Burton, and I just want to run down a few details that we learned today concerning the event on February 22nd. Doors open at 7 p.m. They open at 7 p.m. Join them at Kelsey's, 1545 Pacific Avenue, Atlantic City, New Jersey, and then Beret. Beret is where the after party will be held, 201 South New York Avenue. Big after party, lots of honorees, lots of guests, beautiful people, dressed to impress. You can bring the little ones to the first event, but at the end, let the adults play. Have a great time. Bring your cameras. Make sure you live stream, Snapchat, take pictures, hashtag, tell a friend who will tell a friend about this event, because we are in the third year, and we're looking for a even bigger fourth year. Black History Month event, again, February the 2nd, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The entry is free. There's a $15 table minimum. All right, all right, all right, guys. We want to wrap. We're about to wrap this up, and I just want to go back to our lovely guests and get some contact information again so that people will know where to go for updates. Definitely that. I know, Ms. Burton, you've got a Facebook page, Instagram, and all those other things. If you don't mind at this time repeating those. And then, Sandra, we will get your information. And then last but not least, Ms. Rhonda Supreme contact. So we'll start with you, Ms. Burton. Again, share your Facebook and anything else that we might have missed during today's episode.
Okay, Facebook is Angela Burton. I have short hair. Sitting in the chair. The other two, you will not get me. There's three pictures of me on Facebook, so it's the one with the short hair. I have another page, Angela Burton and Passion. I have long hair there. There's only one of me, so it won't be hard to get that. Instagram is Angela Burton, long hair. Twitter, Angela Burton, long hair. Just different pictures. And also, you can go get the CD on Amazon, Spotify, CD Baby, iTunes, and you can go to YouTube, like and share, and listen for free.
And
thank you, thank you.
You can find me, Valerie, excuse me, on Sandra on Facebook under Sandra Ad. That's S-A-U-N-D-R-A space A-D.
All right, all right. And I think we want to, did we miss anything? Anything else that we want to touch on before I get about two more bits of information before we wrap? And I'm going to play that commercial again so that people who tuned in late will hear all that they missed. Anything else that we need to touch on before we wrap today's show?
No, I'm very happy of everything.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, definitely, definitely so. Yes, 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 yes. We can't wait to hear and see more from your band, Ms. Burton. I wrote that down in big, bold letters. Your band is performing. So I definitely want Rhonda to record that. I want to see snippets of that. And, yeah, because Bossman says, yeah, she still moves like she used to. So that's so awesome. Black does not crack. It's a wonderful thing. Yes, yes, yes. So 267-591, 267-591. Your mic is live. Boss Man?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, do you want to give us any final words and also your contact information so we can go to your pages and love on you?
John Hall on Facebook. They see me with the silver hat and the white jacket. Also,
okay.
They can contact Rhonda Supreme if they're looking to hire the Boss Man with the Firestorm Band. You can contact Rhonda Supreme, or you can contact me on my email, which is thebossmanhall
at yahoo.com. But I want to say that this music and what Miss Angela Burton and her whole staff is doing is a very beautiful thing to honor those that have come through the ranks for many, many years, you know. And I'm just looking forward to working with Miss Angela Burton. And this is not my first time working with her. I have worked with her plenty of times. We have done very shows together. I mean, many, many shows together. And always turn out to be very great, you know. So I was there last time. I'm going to be there this time to enjoy myself and have a ball. And Angela, I love you, but I got to go right now because I'm getting ready to go in the studio and do some new listening to some new music.
All right.
Go do your thing.
Man, I'll go through. Yeah, through Rhonda. We definitely got to get some updates from you. But blessings, blessings. We know your favorite. And, yeah, stay prayed up. Be safe over there. And share as much as possible. Give us any updates. All right, so Rhonda, at this time, Yes, sir. At this time, Rhonda, what I'd like to do is get your contact information because I know that you'll be posting up until and probably immediately after any other updates, photos, live events, stuff like that.
Well, I'll do what you said and live stream so that we can have a page dedicated to photos, live streaming, and anything social media, so everybody can go to that. So we'll make sure we get that set up. That was a great idea. My social media is at Rhonda Supreme on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, so you can find me on all three platforms. And my email is rhondasupreme@gmail.com.
Yeah, and Rhonda, also create a hashtag because you know what the hashtags do. So create a hashtag so all the information will be redirected to that hashtag, and then all you got to do is just tell everybody what the hashtag is, and we can go there, and everybody who puts the hashtag in their links or their videos or whatever footage they take that night, if that hashtag gets pushed, then people can go to it, and they can see all the pictures and everything under one roof. One hashtag, it's a one and done. The most phenomenal thing the technology allows. Don't forget the hashtag. It's what brings us together, definitely. Speaking of bringing together, again, guys, I can't stress enough, this is going to be a wonderful event. You have got to make it your business. If you are in the area, February the 22nd, please, please, please make sure that you stop by and have a great time just to impress. Bring your smile, you know, buy some merch, definitely support all these industry. Pick up a CD or two, T-shirts, give somebody a hug, dance, shake a leg like my grandmama used to say. Yes, 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 and then share all of that on your social media. Can't stress that enough. And then, as we mentioned earlier, Miss Burton will be back. We're going to get an exclusive from her. Me and Andrea, God bless me. Me and Rhonda are going to tackle, her resume because it is very, very diverse. Oh, my gosh. Again, Key to the City has worked with the U.S. Department of Defense, the United Services Organization, a.k.a. the USO. The thing goes on from Korea to Cuba. She has traveled all over the world, so there is definitely lots to talk about. All right, guys, I think that is it. If you guys have nothing else that you'd like to say or to add, then we're going to bid everybody else adieu. Yeah, going once. I'm going to go around the board real quick.
This is Angela.
Yes.
This is Angela. I forgot to give my email address.
Okay.
I would like to give my email address. It's lowercase angela.777.burton@gmail.com.
Gotcha. Thank you. And I'm so proud of myself that I can say Sandra instead of Sandra. I'm really, really, really excited about this, man.
That's right. I
like
that.
You
like
a cookie or a happy face.
Well, y'all still there. Okay.
I can tell you a sweet person. I haven't met you, but I'm sure we will.
Thank
if the Lord will. And thank you so much. You've been really kind and patient with us this evening. So
yes,
you enjoy your
thank
evening.
You so
it's a pleasure
much.
Speaking with you.
Yes. All right. Thank you guys so much for stopping by. I hope you have a great rest of the week. Happy, I say, my name is Valerie. I say Valerie Times Day, but happy Valentine's Day. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh,
all
wow.
of my friends.
And yeah,
to say happy Valerie Times
Thank
Day.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. I hope you get some wonderful, delicious presents. That is definitely a woman's day. She should be celebrated.
Yes.
All our queens deserve beautiful flowers and wonderful things and VIP treatment. Yes.
If you're in Philadelphia, we have a great Valentine weekend show this weekend.
Uh-oh, tell us a little bit about it real quick.
Well, we have a tribute to the legends, Miss Dark Child, Firestorm Band, also Future Me, the Boss Man, and our host is no other than Free Agent Radio, best of all besters, Miss Rhonda Supreme. She will be hosting
right.
the concert for us this evening.
Okay.
So,
now, I can, you're a little muffled. So did you give the address and the time and everything?
Yes. The show time will be at 8 o'clock. It's going to be 5549 Germantown Avenue inside of Treasures Banquet Hall.
All right. Rhonda, he's got a little feedback, so if you don't mind repeating that so we can make sure that people know how to reach you this weekend.
I certainly can. Well, it's Valentine's Day weekend, which is this Friday, February 15th. Showtime is 8 p.m. sharp. I am your host at the Soul R&B Comedies Lovers Jam. And we have a host of entertainers there. Boss Man is performing with Firestorm Band, Tribute to the Legends, Zakiya, Masha T, Kathy Kent, comedian Ms. Dark Child, Showshine, and the address is 5549 Germantown Avenue, Philadelphia, PA, at Treasures Banquet Hall. Tickets are $25 in advance and $30 at the door. Come dressed to impress. You can bring your own bottle and bring your own food. We are
All
ready
right.
for you. We're going to have a great time. Roses to the first 50 ladies.
All right. So do you have to wear red or white or pink or anything like that?
You can wear whatever you want. Just come. Yeah,
okay.
Come dressed to impress. Have a good time. Cabaret style. So, you know, bring your friends. Bring everybody that, you know, that you think would have a great time listening to this beautiful music. We're going to have a good time.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, man, that's going to be great. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I don't live in your area. I'm missing out on all the good stuff. Yes, yes. So, guys, your calendar is full now. You got something to do this weekend and also February the 22nd, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please, please, please make sure that you go to Rhonda Supreme's page, Ms. Angela Burton's page, and Sandra has... She gave her contact information out. Go to her page. Love on them. So share, like. Yes, yes, yes. And look for the hashtag, guys, because we got to put that information out there. Yeah, I have to say that. You know, I have to keep saying that because people are kind of stingy with their little likes and shares. So, yeah, guys, it's Valentine's Day. So love on people in honor of the holiday at a minimum. All right, guys, that is it. We're going to wrap it up. Big exclusive. I'm Valerie Denise Jones, 929-477-1167. We're getting ready for not only Rhonda is busy this week, her brother, Bishop Scott, we got a show in about, well, shy of 2 hours. 2 hours on this channel. Same channel, 929-477-1167. We're going to, I'm going to piggyback, I'm going to use Miss Burton's, the title of her song, Please Don't Sue Me, because I ain't got much to give you. But we're going to talk about passion, passion, pain, and politics. Passion, pain, and politics. Yes, yes, yes. 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tonight is a big night. Yes, Bishop Scott in the house, along with Judge Joe Brown, Rhonda Supreme, Philo the Great. And, yeah, I'm going to hang out in the background because I don't really speak politics, but, hey, since it affects me, I'll be there. Guys, please pray. Be safe. Have a great day and an even better holiday. February the 22nd, don't forget. And in case you didn't catch all the information, here we go. See you guys on the other side. Talk to you later. Love you to life. Good night.
It's going down Friday, February 22nd. The after party following the Black History Month Awards will take place at the Beret Restaurant on 201 South New York Avenue in Atlantic City. And girls, Ray Tyler is DJ for the night. Now remember, Angela Burton and Passion, along with Creative Media LLC, will announce the Black History Month honorees at Kelsey's at 7 p.m. Honorees include Touch of Class, Ladies of Sky, First Choice, OP Productions, and Evan Wills. In addition to Bill Ingram of Platinum Productions, Bobby Eli, David Beasley's Ebony's, Horse MD's, and Ralph Hunter. Additional honorees include Chef Willie Lewis, George Nelson, Steve Young, Boss Man, Kevin Crump, Ken Murph, Energy Twist, Richard Brown III, Raymond Bethea Jr., and Patty Harris. The Black History Month Awards event is free. Don't forget about the after party and happy hour immediately following at Beret Restaurant on 201 South New York Avenue in Atlantic City, right around the corner from Kelsey's with free parking.
The Judge Joe Brown Show, presented by Valerie Denise Jones. Uncensored truth with a legal twist. Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 929-477-1167. Or visit MissValerieDeniseJones.com for details.
Okay, good night.